So we're here at La Rocca Britannia, and we're here over at the Thornbridge Beer Tent, which I'll be popping into in a moment to sample a few of the wares. What is the link between Thornbridge and the festival? Why are you here?
Well, 3 years ago when the festival first started, you know, they chose Bakewell as the venue. We are the most local brewery to it, being based in Bakewell itself. Thornbridge, the hall where we started, just being up the road. And they asked us, being a local, being a small brewery, we are able to create beers quite readily and to people's specific needs. So we created a special ale just for the festival. It's using British hops as well to bring that British feel to the festival as well. And the locality has helped massively with it.
And why do you think there is this, seems to be this link between craft brewing and cycling? It seems to be a really sort of tight link.
Yeah, I think both have taken off in the last few years massively. And like you said, they have taken the close link and they've taken off together. Finishing a ride on a hot summer's day, going to a beer garden, sampling a lovely beer, you can't get any better. I find cyclists a little bit geeky in that they like their gear, and I think people drink craft beer are very, very similar in that. They like a specific product, like to try new things and check it out.
And you've obviously got a number of beers on at the festival. What recommendations have you got, as well as your handsome pale ale, for somebody who's coming in and maybe wants to sample one?
I mean, everyone has to try Jaipur. It's Thornbridge's biggest award-winning beer. It's 5.9%. You would never believe it to drink it. It's won that many gold awards. It's unbelievable, but it's really good. Personally, there's a beer one called Wild Raven. It's a black IPA. You smell it, you think it's a porter. To look at it, you think it's a porter. To taste it, it's an IPA just with a slight smoky finish to it. But
I understand one of the beers that you have on has got quite an unusual name.
Yes, I Love You, Will You Marry Me, based around some graffiti in Sheffield on one of the bridges. It's a strawberry pale ale, and on a summer's day, you can't beat it. It's so refreshing. The strawberry flavour is only subtle, so it's not like a fruity, like a really sweet. It's in the background. And it's a big hit with ladies as well as the gents. It's something that's brought a lot of people into ales again.
Well, I think I'll head on in and take up you up on those recommendations and go and try a couple of those right now.
Thank you very much.